Who's playing you guys?
Wild Mohicans.
Wild Mohicans.
Wild Mohicans.
Wild Mohicans.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
life way. Well, I ain't got nothing to say.
Thank you.
I'm gonna walk a man. They dedicate to me my dreams to go. I'm fucking wild. Wild Mohicans.
That's it.
That was some Wild Mohicans.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Kate, Colin, Aaron, Ian, for having us.
And Wild.
Woo! Thank you, Wild Mohicans.
Here are the freaking Heekins.
The Wild Mo freaking Heekins.
About to have me some fun.
Question number one, what is your name? What do you play in the band? And where's your favorite sandwich in Portland?
I'll go first. I'll take this one.
Right on the mic.
I'm Sean. I play drums. And my favorite sandwich, I'll go with Eastside Deli because you can get big old sandwiches for super cheap.
Hello, my name is Jason. I play bass. My favorite sandwich, maybe New Seasons because I can get them on food stamps and, you know.
Boring.
Pretty big and whatever.
God, Jason. This better be good, Adam.
I'm Adam. I play guitar. And favorite sandwich, I have to say, in town, and I've never had it before I moved to Portland, is Jimmy John's. And it's pretty sad when... That's the best sandwich your town has to offer.
They do deliver, which is freaking
freaky
sweet.
Freaky fast.
Freaky fast.
Fro-heakin' sweet.
Free smells, too.
My name's Maddie. I sing, and my favorite sandwich is also Jimmy John's, but I like Taste Tickler because it has a hilarious and slightly ribald name.
Good.
LBA material.
Good.
Come on.
Why did you guys start? Why are you a band?
Maddie and I did a cover band a few years ago, covering the songs by a band called The Pissed. And it turned out Maddie was a good singer. Who would have thought? I knew Maddie from back in the day in Boston, and I saw his bands play there, and I didn't really expect much, but lo and behold, it's pretty sweet. So we decided to start a band and recruited our friend Sean and went from there.
How'd you end up in the band, Jason?
They were looking for a new bass player a few months ago, and I think I talked to Sean and just kind of went from there, I guess.
We kept having drunk talk, like running into each other at bars, and finally we had band practice and it just worked out.
Good.
Now, we know why you got together, but why the name Wild Mohicans?
Lack of imagination.
Maddie came up with it.
Well,
but why that one, as opposed to all the other unimaginative names out there?
Well, yeah. Once upon a time, we originally thought we were going to sound like Troops of Tomorrow, Era Exploited, and being a fan of the band Chaotic Discord, they had written a song called Wild Mohicans, a song for Waddy about the Exploited. But it kind of turned into a different thing, just because of the way I sing and our influence is more of an American hardcore influence. But that's the story behind the nom de plume, Wild Mohicans.
And so, but you do have the red dreadhawk.
Yes, I do. At this exact moment, I do.
Okay.
And you know, you go by Wild Mohicans, but everyone knows it's really Wild Mohicans.
Yes, that is the That's name right. Our band is often referred to.
What's that? What's that again?
The Maddie? Name to which you refer?
Yes.
Okay. It's Wild Mohicans! Well, that was a shitty one. Oh.
And
Wild Mohicans!
And where does that come from? What does that derive from? How did that happen?
The shoutiness.
Kevin Adams, maybe you can...
Oh, no, that's how when we get down to the practice space every night or whenever we're practicing, there's a good, like, 5 minutes of us tuning up and getting ready and, you know, whatever. And while we're doing that, Maddie's just flying off the walls, jumping around, screaming nonsense into the microphone at full volume just to annoy us. And those are one of the things that he screamed originally that stuck with us. There's a couple other things that some people might have heard.
Like, for example?
Like the gurgle throat.
Yeah, the bad chicken noise. Bad chicken!
Imagine tuning your guitar over that.
I can't imagine it.
Sounds wild.
I'd never get in tune. Now, you guys are all Outlanders. None of you were born and raised in our dear, sweet Portland, Oregon. Yet you all come from different cities, if I'm correct. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes.
Now, do you guys feel like you have a different perspective, or that is a unique sentiment than a typical Portland band?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you feel like
being here for 5 years, I feel like I haven't seen too many bands where, you know, 100% born and raised in Portland or Oregon for that matter.
It's a rare thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. Me and Maddie knew each other from Boston. We both lived there a long time ago. I don't know. I
think where are you guys from?
I'm from the Bay Area.
I'm originally from San Diego, California. I've lived here for about 11 years or so.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like bands only last for a little bit here, and everyone's from all over the place anyway, so it's rare that you get a band, unless they're kids who met here back in the day growing up, who knew each other forever and have been playing music forever. There's a few of those bands here, but few and far between, I think.
I think Portland is also a unique place to cultivate, like, a deep and abiding hatred for humanity. I mean, just walking down Alberta Street, I have enough fuel for my rage and alienation to write at least a couple dozen songs. I used to live on a street where a guy would ride by on a unicycle every day, and I just wanted to run out with like a big stick and jam it in the spokes, and that keeps me going for a little bit, you know.
Why writing. Didn't you?
Why didn't I? Fear and cowardice only.
Now, there's a rumor going around that to be in the band, you gotta get the Wild Mohicans tattoo.
Yes, that is true. Every member of the band has to get a Wild Mohicans tattoo on their wrist or behind their ear. And if you were to leave the band or the band breaks up, you have to take a hot knife and obliterate it. When this band ends, so ends the tattoo.
And does everyone have the tattoo?
I don't have one.
Maddie's dad has a tattoo.
That is true. And my father
to make up for Jason's?
To make up for Jason's, yeah. But if anyone wants to get the tattoo, they get into our next show for free, and you get 1,000 Mohicans fun bucks, which are not redeemable for any merchandise.
One free show.
One free show.
1,000 fun bucks.
But they're not redeemable for any merchandise or any other shows. They're only redeemable for a dinner with your favorite Mohican or lawn work. Or we will go to any place that you are at any time and fight the person of your choice, provided they are smaller and weaker than us. Wild Mohicans believe in wild overwhelming force. We don't believe in fair fights.
But you also believe in fashion, apparently. Maddie, new king of fashion.
I don't know to what you refer.
How do you feel about your recent bout with fame in the Willamette Week, sporting a leather jacket, which apparently is a cool thing to wear these days?
I'm in the paper. Those indictments are still sealed. You can read the article if you want to learn more. I just want to say that I can't say much about it, but I'm innocent of all charges.
No comment.
You did not, in fact, drink that coffee and read that book.
Next question.
You're not one of those Alberta Street people who you just said. Next question. You go by another name, Maddie. Is that true?
No, that is not true.
Have heard alleged.
Colin Sanders, funk you.
I'm overpowered by funk, as the Clash put it.
Another question for Maddie. When the band started, you certainly were not sober, and at this point you are. And how do you feel that has affected the lyrical content of the band as well as your live performance?
Well, in terms of live performance, it makes it a lot easier to be mentally present. I used to have a lot of problems with drugs and alcohol, and a lot of the songs we wrote in all seriousness are about that and just the kind of feelings of alienation that come along with that. I mean, the song Drunk Alone is about the need to kind of numb yourself with drugs and alcohol, the idea that you feel like you got to shut everything down in order to function. Otherwise, you won't be able to handle the pressure of the world around you. So I don't know. I don't tell anybody how to live, but for me, I had a problem and I fixed the problem. So
positive thing for you and for the band?
I think so.
Next question. Who would each of you say is the wildest Mohican in history?
The wildest Mohican in history.
Right. This can be anyone.
All time.
Right. Hmm. This doesn't have to be someone from 3,000 years BC. This could be a modern person. I'm just saying, whatever era you feel comfortable answering for.
Sean, you were talking about this just the other day. Why don't you go first?
No, I did not. I was not talking about this ever. I never talked about the craziest Mohican.
Now's the time.
Right. Now more than ever.
I can't think of one.
You can think of one. This is a person with a mohawk and or
right,
someone
right.
of the
no,
Mohican
I,
tribe.
I get the question. I just don't have an answer.
Would you prefer to talk about?
Can you name any Mohicans? Wild or just tame? Like, that guy's real tame Mohican, but I will give him the Mohican tag.
So, what do you guys have for releases? What's out?
We got one self-titled EP.
One 7-inch. Self-titled, self-released. I don't know, get in touch if you want it. We're planning a tour, or we have a tour booked for the end of March down the West Coast, and hopefully have some new songs recorded on a tape for that tour. And we have a song on the new PDX Blackwater compilation with Bimarks and some other bands from Portland. So that's the latest thing.
Any plans for future releases? Anything in the works beyond the tape?
Like I said, we have a handful of new songs. Some of them we're going to put on a tape that we recorded ourselves and sell on the road. And then when we get back, we're going to hopefully write a few more, go into the studio and get an LP together, springtime or summertime.
Next question, another one for each. Who would you say is the funniest person in Portland?
The funniest person in Portland.
Yep.
Hmm.
I know, I'm really hitting hard on the questions here.
There's no one in this room, that's for sure.
Tony Bartek's pretty funny.
He also made Colin Sanders top 10.
That's true, Bartek.
Nice. I think he's number three? Number three.
Right, guy's a comedy wizard. He's like the Billy Crystal of Portland.
He's hilarious.
That's a good pick, Sean. Anyone else?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of trumped by people that I knew in the past from other cities where I lived, where their hobbies were stand-up comedy between bands at shows.
You're talking about Taipan's Pat?
Oh, yeah.
He's the funniest guy I know, but he's not in Portland.
No, I know. When I think of funny people, especially funny people from the punk scene, there's a bunch of people that pop into my head, but unfortunately, not many live here.
I don't care for comedy. So
Maddie's a Maddie's a pretty funny guy.
What does that mean?
Maddie's got my vote. He can tell a story. He can make a room laugh.
Yeah, I'll vouch for him.
Yes, that is correct.
Anything else you guys would like to add?
You got literally ones of listeners out there.
Tens of people. And literally three and a half minutes to talk about it.
Talk about Two and a Half Men. What's going on? Sounds like that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to... Oh.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned people contacting you if they want your records or anything. Where would they do that?
Come see us play if you're in Portland. If not, wildmohicans@hotmail.com.
And any upcoming shows?
Not that I know of before we leave. We might try to do a show before we leave to get some money for the gas tank on the way down to California. Probably around the week of the 22nd of March, I think. Nothing's booked yet, but...
Is that when the tour starts?
Yeah, that's a Friday, so maybe when, I don't know, that week, something might go on.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Great.
Just about great.
Is that it?
That's about all she wrote.
Hmm. Wow, boy, yes!
Wild Mohicans! Jason, you want to just give it your first try?
This interview is over.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.